Hi, welcome to Bible Talk. This week the question is it necessary to have living apostles and prophets today? Some religious groups today claim to have living apostles and prophets, and others claim that their leader is a direct descendant of the apostles. To these people, this is proof positive that they are the true church of Jesus Christ. And conversely, if a church does not have living apostles, that is proof positive to them that such a church is not the Lord's true church. And because of this, we're asking the question this week, is it necessary to have living apostles and prophets today? To begin our study, let's look at a passage which some religious groups use to, quote, prove that living apostles and prophets are necessary. I'm reading from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. The Bible says, "Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone." Here is the proof text that many use to, quote, prove that living apostles and prophets are necessary. According to this passage, the foundation of the church is the apostles and prophets. It stands to reason, some say, that if we remove the living apostles and prophets from the church, then we have removed the foundation upon which the church is built. And by removing the foundation, we have destroyed the Lord's church completely. But let's analyze this passage carefully and see if it is teaching that we today must have living apostles. First, notice carefully the passage we read in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. This passage does not say the church is built upon a foundation of living apostles. It is assumed that living apostles are being spoken of. But this is not a necessary conclusion to make. Indeed, the passage is actually teaching that the Lord's church is built upon the work and teachings of the Lord's original apostles and prophets. The Lord's church is dependent upon what those original apostles and New Testament prophets revealed as the inspired Word of God. To his original apostles, Jesus said the Holy Spirit would guide them into all truth, John 16, verse 13. When the Spirit revealed to them God's truth, he would write those truths down with the words supplied by the Holy Spirit himself, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13. Jesus promised that their Holy Spirit-inspired writings would outlast the world itself, Matthew 24, verse 35. Because the apostles were inspired by the Spirit of God, the things they taught and wrote were authoritative. In 1 Corinthians 14, verse 37, the apostle writes, "If anyone thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things which I write to you are the commandments of the Lord." In Luke 10, verse 16, Jesus said to his apostles, "He who hears you hears me. He who rejects you rejects me." Because the original apostles were the official spokesman of the Lord, and their words were authoritative, the Lord's church is absolutely dependent upon their writings and teachings. This is why Ephesians 2, 19 and 20 teaches that the church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, but it does not say that the church is founded upon and dependent upon men living today who claim they are apostles. This passage is referring to the original apostles which the Lord chose in the first century. Second, notice carefully that according to Ephesians 2, verses 19 and 20, Jesus himself is the chief cornerstone in the foundation, and yet he is not alive on the earth. In other words, everyone can see clearly Jesus is part of the foundation of his own church, but he doesn't have to be alive on the earth to serve in that capacity. Now, question, if the Lord Jesus himself does not have to be alive on the earth to be part of the church's foundation, why do people suppose and think that the apostles and prophets have to be alive on the earth today to serve as the church's foundation? And conversely, if there must be living apostles and prophets in the church today because they are the foundation of the church, why doesn't Jesus Christ have to be alive on the earth today? For after all, he too is part of the foundation. In spite of what men say, there are no living apostles today. The Lord gave no instructions to the church to elect new apostles when the old ones died off. Someone may argue that a new apostle was chosen in Acts chapter 1 to replace Judas Iscariot, who had died. But if you will read the chapter carefully, you will discover that Judas ceased being an apostle, not because he died, but because he transgressed. In Acts chapter 1, I'm reading verses 24 through 26. The apostles prayed and said, "You, O Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they cast their lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles." Do you see this? Judas fell from the apostleship, not because he died, but because he transgressed. He ceased being an apostle and had to be replaced, not because he died, but because he sinned. When James died in Acts chapter 12, the church did not elect and ordain a new apostle to take his place. James did not cease being an apostle just because he died. The truth that he had revealed and taught was just as authoritative as when he was alive, and the church was just as dependent upon what he had revealed as if he were still alive saying the same things with his own mouth. We would all do ourselves a big favor by reading Revelation 2, verse 2, where Jesus prays the congregation at Ephesus that uncovered false apostles. There in Revelation 2, verse 2, Jesus said, "I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars." Listen to that. There were men way back in the first century that claimed they were apostles, but they were not. They were liars. And my friend, if it happened back then, you can rest assured that can and in fact does happen today. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com, and there's no spaces between those words. There at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.